This week's Sports Money Playbook looks at the NFL's track record on disability care, a big change for women's cricket, and a big step forward for LIV Golf's broadcasting. Plus, the child TV star who wants to drive for NASCAR. Tennis. Since the beginning of 2020, the number of Americans playing tennis has gone up by 33%, and brands are taking notice. Lacoste has released a new logo for its star player, Daniel Medvedev, and newcomer Uomo Sport wants to make a name for itself by bringing Italian style to the court. Auto racing. Jimmy Johnson is getting used to his new job as team owner for the Legacy Motor Club, which just got a new name. But the NASCAR driver with the most wins says he's not quite ready to stop trying to win. Soccer. Todd Boehly, the new owner of Chelsea, made it clear that he won't spend as much on transfer fees as Roman Abramovich did. Still, after 15 signings and $330 million, fans aren't sure what to think. Cricket. Viacom 18 won a bidding war to show the first women's Indian Premier League, which starts in March. The $116 million deal could be a big deal for women's cricket around the world, say experts. Thanks to a partnership between NIL and a new media technology company, NCAA Football Pac-12 football players will soon be able to comment on and make money from game highlights. Hockey. NHL teams are struggling to stay under the salary cap of $82.5 million this season, but the Wild couldn't help but sign 21-year-old forward Matthew Boldy to a lucrative 7-year deal. Golf. Paige Spiranak went from wanting to be a professional golfer to being the biggest social media influencer in the sport. In her next move, she wants to get fans to sign up for her own platform where they can get premium content. The story of Damar Hamlin shows how cruel the NFL has been about giving disability payments. The NFL has told Damar Hamlin that it will pay for his care for as long as he lives. But the league's track record with disability payments is stark and cruel. We look into the long history of delay, deny, and hope we die, as one former player put it. Upon closer inspection, LIV Golf, which is backed by Saudi Arabia, is said to be close to making a deal with the CW network to show its tournaments. It would be the tour's first broadcast deal, a big step toward legitimacy for the controversial golf disruptor that has, up until now, spent money without thinking twice. The final say. In the car, I'll definitely make a Malcolm in the Middle S.